in an interview on Florida Face to Face, Gates said.
The ballot initiative is the legalization of marijuana. It doesn't require a physician writing a prescription, and it can be for purposes as specious as having a back that needs to be scratched.
Amy Hollyfield of PolitiFact Florida is here to tell us whether that's true or not. Amy, is it true that under the medical marijuana constitutional amendment, somebody will be able to get pot because their back needs to be scratched?
Pretty catchy there. This is actually very complicated, and Senate President Gates actually made two claims within one. And we ultimately rated it half true, but let me explain for you. He talked about whether or not you need a doctor to write you a prescription for it, and he's right. It doesn't require a doctor to write you a prescription because under federal law, doctors can't do it. But it does require a doctor to write you a certification after examining you, and that gets to the second part of his claim. Can you get it for just a back being scratched? And it does have to go through a doctor. It has to be determined that there is a debilitating condition that would require the use of medical marijuana.
So to better understand this constitutional amendment, because I thought doctors would be writing prescriptions, they will be writing you a certification that you can have marijuana to treat a medical condition.
That's correct. Under federal law, the doctors would be violating their beings as doctors to actually prescribe it. So part of the law is that you have to go see a doctor, you have to get a certification. And this gets to the thing, the ballot language includes language like, or other conditions for which a physician believes that the medical use of marijuana would likely outweigh the potential health risks for a patient.
So a back that needs scratching, a doctor could conceivably say, well, yeah, and marijuana might help that.
Again, the word debilitating is part of this language, and there's lots of conditions that would qualify under the definition, but a back that simply needs to be scratched wouldn't seem to qualify.
So you rated this one half true.
Correct.
Amy, Election Day is getting closer in the 13th Congressional District, Bill Young's old seat. The special election to replace him is March 11th. Republican David Jolly will be squaring off with Democrat Alex Sink. And the charges and countercharges just keep coming. Recently, the Florida Democratic Party made a charge against Jolly in a robocall, saying that he supports privatizing Social Security. Amy, what's the PolitiFact Truth Meter say about that?
We rated this mostly false. The Democrats are paraphrasing something that Jolly has said, which is that he would put privatization on the table. He wasn't advocating it. He says he doesn't support the idea, but he said, quote, anybody that has an intellectually honest conversation knows we have to have long-term entitlement reform in order to balance the budget.
And he would include Social Security among those entitlements that would be considered when you looked at trying to shrink the entitlement budget.
It's certainly one of the big topics that comes up regularly when people are looking at the budget and talking about what needs to be done. And there's lots of proposals out there. So he's been addressing it and more or less hasn't. He says he's been clear. He hasn't been totally clear about what he wants to do. But he more says, let's look at the options, and privatization is an option.
Amy Hollyfield of PolitiFact Florida. So my Social Security at this point, safe in terms of David Jolly.
Absolutely.